My name is Ben Bailey. We're so glad that you've joined us for our broadcast today.
The Scriptures make it abundantly clear that one must be immersed in water for the forgiveness of sins to be saved. In Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached that first gospel sermon, he proclaimed that this Jesus, whom you crucified, is both Lord and Christ. The people got the message, for the Bible says in verse 37, they were cut to the heart, and they cried out, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter answered and said, "Repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." When Peter told them what to do to be forgiven of their sins and ultimately killing the Messiah, he told them they had to repent and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins. Now, many people in our world today say that baptism is something good to do. It's what Jesus did, and so we ought to do it. But it's something you do not to be saved, but it's an outward sign that you're already saved. It's something you can do 2 weeks later to be identified maybe with the church. Is that what the Bible teaches? Baptism is not just something good to do. It's essential to salvation. That is, the Scriptures teach you can't be saved one moment before you're baptized. Now, when we think about what the Bible says, often people throw up objections. "Well, I know Jesus said, 'He that believes and is baptized will be saved,' but we don't do that or believe that for these reasons." Well, let's answer in this second lesson, let's answer some more objections to baptism. Another objection we often hear is people will say, "Well, Jesus in the New Testament forgave people's sins without baptism." In Mark chapter 2, you've got the paralytic, and Jesus said to that man, "Your sins have been forgiven. Take up your bed and walk." Well, what about that man in Mark chapter 2? Is he a good example of salvation for us today? Let's remember again, first of all, that that man is an example of salvation under the Old Covenant. When did the Old Covenant end and the New Covenant begin? The Bible teaches that Jesus nailed the Old Testament and the Old Covenant to the cross. Now, is the man in Mark chapter 2 before or after the cross? Well, we can see very clearly he is before the cross, and thus he is an example of Old Testament, Old Covenant salvation. Also, let's realize this. While Jesus was on earth, he had the power to forgive sins in any way he chose to do that. But when he died and when he left us the Bible, his word, this is what we're going to be judged by today. We're going to be judged by what this book says, and this book is our guide. Look at the words of Jesus in John chapter 12, verse 48. Jesus said, "He who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him." Listen, "the word that I've spoken will judge him in the last day." It is the new covenant, the new testament of Jesus Christ, that is going to be the standard for judgment today. And here's how that's important. This book says you can't be saved without being baptized. Listen again to what Jesus said. Jesus said, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He does not believe shall be condemned." Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Both belief and baptism were something done prior to salvation according to Jesus. And so while he may have forgiven the paralytic, what's Jesus say to me and you today? That's what we need to ask. Another objection to baptism that people often put forward is they will say, "Well, you know that passage, Mark 16, 16? You know, baptism is not a condition for condemnation. If you don't believe, you're condemned, but baptism isn't there." You see, Mark 16, 16, Jesus says in the first part, "He that believes and is baptized will be saved." But then they grab hold of this, "He that does not believe shall be condemned." Well, Jesus didn't say, "He who does not believe and is not baptized will be condemned." Let me ask you this. Can a person be baptized if they don't even believe? Well, of course not. if they don't believe. They're not even a candidate for baptism. And so it would have been redundant and utterly ignorant for Jesus to say, oh yeah, even though you don't believe, if you're not baptized, you'll be saved. Stop thinking about what Jesus didn't say and look at what he did say. He that believes and is baptized will be saved. Have you obeyed God's plan of salvation? Have you been baptized in water for the forgiveness of your sin? Friends, stop listening to objections and listen to what God says about baptism so that you can be saved.